Are you ready for episode 12? It has an ending you don't want to miss, because this is the last episode of the first season of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the Crash.
Things seemed pretty calm sitting there at the Chisholm Ranch, but I couldn't shake the feeling that it was the proverbial calm before the storm.
I had learned the history behind the conflict that would soon flame into a full-fledged war, but I couldn't see how all of that was helping us find Orb. Neela was about to help host a party with Sally Chisholm, which scared me to no end. We were not only on another planet, we were in another time. It was going to get harder and harder to keep from getting exposed.
To top it off, the object of our mission was not even in the same year. Orb was riding with the same Billy I was sitting across the table from, only 3 years later.
We've been riding for a while, and I just realized I don't know your name.
Orb. My name is Orb.
Now that's an odd name. But lots of folks around here have odd names. Watching you ride makes me think that horse had a different owner recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a polite way of saying I think you stole that horse.
Well, it was kind of a misunderstanding.
You don't have to explain it to me. I've done my share of horse stealing, and I'm the last one fit to judge anybody's motives.
Yeah, someone told me you killed a man.
Well, they were wrong.
Oh?
I've killed more than one man.
Oh.
The story going around is that I've killed 21 men. One for every year of my life.
21?
But that's not true. It's been just a handful, and only when absolutely necessary.
I see. Why are we going to this Fort Sumter?
I've got a lady friend there, Paulita. How about you? Any women in your life?
No, not right now. I kind of left behind whatever life I had.
I can understand that. But sometimes you meet a woman who just changes you.
You mean Paulita?
No. But Paulita reminds me of a beautiful woman I met about 3 years ago. And she was the one. I knew it.
What happened?
One day she just disappeared. I never saw her again.
I'm sorry, that's a sad story. What was her name?
I almost hate to say it because the memories. Her name was Neela.
Neela?
What's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
No, just an interesting name, that's all.
She was an even more interesting woman. But I've had to put all that behind me.
Yeah. I understand.
Come on, let's move a little faster. We've got a long way to go.
Yeah, we sure do.
So Orb had his first hint that Neela was trying to find him, and that they were a few years apart,
meeting the same Billy.
I can't blame Orb for being confused. Or any of us, for that matter. We were all pawns in a chess game being played by three time periods. The present, the past where we landed, and the past where Orb landed.
While Orb was starting to take all this in, he was unaware that the owner of the horse he was riding was about to find a powerful ally.
Are you Sheriff Garrett? Pat Garrett?
If I am, why do you want to know?
Because I think we're chasing the same fella.
Really? Who might that be?
Billy the Kid.
Why are you chasing Billy the Kid? That could be more than a little dangerous.
I don't care how dangerous it is. He stole my horse, and he's gonna pay for it. I'll put a bullet in him as soon as I catch up with him.
I believe that. So you think he's up ahead of us?
I'm sure of it.
Well, that fits with the word I got this morning that he's headed for Fort Sumner. Listen, young man. My deputies have been needing a rest. Why don't you come with me to Fort Sumner, and you might just get a chance to make Billy pay.
Of course I will. Let's go.
Take it easy. We've got quite a few miles to go.
Whatever was happening 3 years in the future wasn't even on my radar while I was waiting for the Big Chisholm Ranch party to begin.
What was on my radar was what might be happening to Tolop. I didn't like being separated from him for this long. I was hoping Eddie had contacted his remote.
There was finally a break in the story Chisholm and Tunstall were telling me, so I excused myself and headed outside to call Eddie. She had beat me to it.
Mr. Ryan, I hope you're enjoying yourself in there. I hear Sally's working on one of her parties.
Yes, Jose, she is. Neela's helping her right now.
And if I know Billy, he's right in the middle of it. There's that sound again. I don't think you fixed your pocket watch, Mr. Ryan. And you never explained to me where that light is coming from.
I don't mean to be rude, Jose, but I really need to take care of something, if you know what I mean.
Of course, Mr. Ryan. The outhouse is just around that corner.
Thank you.
Eddie!
I'm ready for you this time, Mr. Ryan.
We don't have much time. Make it quick. Did you contact Tolop?
Yes, I did. But I'm afraid he's in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I used the recorder when I called, so you could hear our conversation. So I'll just let you hear what I heard when I told him where you were.
John Chisholm's ranch, huh? Well, then that's where I'm headed. But how do I get there?
I think we can help you there, Toad.
Yeah, we know just how to find Mr. Chisholm's place.
So, it's John Chisholm you're working for. That's an even bigger fish than Tunstall.
There's more. And if I'm hearing right, it sounds like he's been shot.
Shot? Eddie, leave the blue button on, and I'll listen to the rest later. I have to go now.
Can you help him?
I don't know. It sounds like whoever has him will be heading this way.
Tolop is tough, Eddie. He'll survive until we can think of a way to get him back.
Oh, I hope so.
Thanks, Eddie. I don't know what I would do without you right now.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Ryan. I really love working for you.
Is everything all right, Mr. Ryan?
Jose, why are you standing there?
You were in such a hurry. Just wanted to make sure you were all right.
I'm fine, Jose. Thank you.
And why were you whispering in there? Were you praying?
Praying? Yes, that's what I was doing. Praying.
I understand. When I pray, I like to get away from everybody, so I can talk just to him.
Right. Talking to him. What do you say to him?
Oh, mostly I thank him for keeping me alive. My grandmother taught me how to pray a lot of things when I was a little boy. But around here, we're just thankful to God that we're still breathing at the end of the day.
Thankful to who?
To God, the one who created all of us. Isn't that who you were praying to?
Yes, of course.
Now, I want to take a look at that pocket watch of yours. I can't figure out how
it... Mr. Ryan, come back in. You're about to miss the show.
I'm sorry, Jose, but I think the party's just about to start. Let's go. Thank God for parties, right?
You're a strange one, Mr. Ryan.
So I had been right to worry about Tolop. He was a prisoner and wounded. I had no idea what else to do but wait until we were close enough for me to help him escape.
At that moment, I had to focus on Neela. Part of me wanted to go tell her we needed to leave before they all found out we weren't from their planet. But another part of me said to trust her. For the first time in my life, I was beginning to accept that a woman could be as intelligent and strong as I am.
I could see Neela talking with Sally and Billy as I went back inside. The musicians and guests were all in the big room at the back of the house.
Mr. Ryan, you are just in time. Sally and Neela are about ready to sing. I don't want to miss it. Do you?
No, that's right. I can't wait.
All right, Miss Neela. I'll go first and show you how it's done.
Skip, skip, skip to my loo. Skip, skip, skip to my loo. Skip, skip, skip to my loo. Skip to my loo, my darling. Fly in the buttermilk shoe, fly shoe. Fly in the buttermilk shoe, fly shoe. Fly in the buttermilk shoe, fly shoe. Skip to my loo, my darling. Come on, Mr. Ryan, dance with me. Ooh-hoo. Ooh. Lost my partner, what'll I do? I lost my partner, what'll I do? I lost my partner, what'll I do? Skip to my loo, my darling.
That was wonderful, Sally. But I think Mr. Ryan needs a dance lesson or two.
He sure does, and I'll be happy to teach him. Go on, Neela, your turn. Did you give the piano player your song?
Yes.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bone. I gave my love a ring that had no end. I gave my love a baby with no crying. How can there be a cherry that has
beautiful, Neela.
I'll hand it to you, Neela. I've never heard it sung that beautifully. What do you think, Mr. Ryan?
That was very good. Neela, can I speak with you for a moment?
Look out, Billy. You've got competition.
How did you do that?
How did I do what?
How did you know one of their songs?
I told you that Orb and I spent some time on this planet. I just knew that song had been around for a while.
You must have spent more time here than I thought. Is there something you're not telling me?
Ryan, don't you think you should be happy I could keep our cover intact?
Sorry to interrupt, but I'd like to ask Miss Neela to dance. I love this song.
Of course, Billy. Stop worrying, Ryan.
Yeah, Mr. Ryan. Let's forget your worries. Come dance with me.
Well, the dancing went on for hours. Billy wouldn't let go of Neela, and I couldn't get rid of Sally.
I should have been more worried about my dancing than Neela's singing, but I guess I passed Sally's standards anyway.
It felt strange to be at a party when I knew Tolop needed my help. But there was nothing I could do but hope he was still alive.
Whoa! Oh, that hurts a lot more now that I'm sober. But I guess it could have been worse. That bullet could have been in my head instead of my leg.
At least I can think clearer now. This might actually be the best thing that could have happened. These guys are gonna take me right to where Ryan and Neela are.
And then Ryan and I will do what we always do, take care of business.
But our business doesn't have anything to do with these guys. We're supposed to be looking for Orb.
But they made themselves our business when they took me away from the ship.
Oh no, the ship! I haven't even thought about the ship. I hope I camouflaged it good enough. If someone finds it, they'll—
Calm down! Nobody around here would even know what it is, and they sure wouldn't know what to do with it.
They put me in this locked room, so I'm guessing I've got a little bit of time to myself. Maybe enough time to contact Eddie.
Yes, I'll do it. Lucky they didn't see this in my boot. Okay. Come on, Eddie. Answer. Where are you?
It could be night there. She's probably home asleep.
Maybe so. I'll set the remote to record, so when she does come back in, I'll hear it. All right. That should do it.
I don't know what it is with those boots of yours, Toad, but you sure like to mess with them. Must be pretty special. I tell you what, they look like my size. But straight.
Oh, no, I'll keep these.
I could sure use a nice new pair.
I don't think they'll fit you.
Well, let me try them on and see.
No, wait. No.
You're pretty attached to these, aren't you? Well, you better get unattached. Here's your new pair. Better get some rest. We got a long ride to the Chisholm Ranch tomorrow. Plus, we'll both be getting used to some new boots.
Well, Tolop, now you've done it.
Shut up.
Without his boots, Tolop was not going to be able to take advantage of his plan to hear Eddie when she came back into the office. But that little mix-up was about to lead me to a discovery that would make our case a thousand times more difficult.
I was actually enjoying my dance with Sally when my pocket watch made a sound I hadn't heard before.
Tolop wasn't able to hear the recording start back at the office, but I was.
I'm so sorry, Sally, but I need to step out for just a moment. I'll be right back. Eddie, why are you calling? Eddie, can you hear me? Something's wrong. Now is not the time for this remote to stop working.
Well, well, Eddie. Another day as the brainless little secretary. How much longer can I keep this up?
What is she talking about?
But I do have to say, it was much easier than I thought to fool Trillistel's finest private detective.
What?
Mr. Ryan. Oh, Mr. Ryan, I really love working for you. What a joke. If the fool only knew that the secretary he hired was the grand leader of the Metsies.
I can't even guess how long it would have taken before I learned who Eddie really was if I hadn't heard that recording.
I had allowed myself to trust someone who had nothing but the worst in mind, not only for Neela, but for me and Tolop as well.
I'll admit, that scared me. But Tolop's plan gone wrong turned out to give me an advantage. I now knew who Eddie was, but she didn't know I knew. And that would prove to be my greatest weapon.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With a few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Voice and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolop, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Summer Souza as the feminine Tolop, Robin Haynes as Orb, Dominic Batista as Billy the Kid, Josh Hartwell as Pete, Terry Todd as Pat Garrett, Boyd Barrett as John Chisholm, Pam Engelhard as Sally Chisholm, Ty Watley as Jesse Evans, Drew Prophet as Jimmy Dolan, Dane Leonardson as Frank Baker, and Zach Anderson as Jose Chavez E. Chavez. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The harmonica in this episode is played by Chip Sellerol. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode and this first season, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.